Welcome to our BSPs. We have qualified two people for the drawing for a VIP package for the last week in July, and today is our third day of doing that. So if you'd like to take a shot at guessing whether I'm wearing pants or not, by all means, give us a call here at 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, and that will be a groovy thing, okay? And all you got to do is guess whether I'm wearing pants. So what other things are happening? I went to Beverly Hills this past weekend, spent the weekend laying by a pool. I wasn't with a movie star or any bullshit like that. I was just with friends, and none of whom are movie stars or anything like that. But it was it was a lot of fun, and I got sunburned. I don't know if you can see my face, you know, whether it's reflected in my kisser or not, but it was definitely a... see, that motherfucker. I'm just adjusting the microphone once again. It was definitely one for the ages. All right, let's see. Hi, what's your username?
Hi, it's Alan Grooms.
Alan Grooms?
Yes.
How do you spell that, man?
A-L-L-E-N-G-R-O-O-M-S.
Awesome. Where are you calling from, Alan?
I'm calling from Scottsdale.
Arizona. All right, dude. Am I wearing pants or am I not?
You know what, Phil? It's Monday morning after a long 4th of July. I'm going to take a stab and say you're not wearing pants.
I am. Woohoo!
All right.
Yeah, I'm standing up right now, and you can see that I'm wearing the pants.
Okay.
All right, you know what? Give me a try. You know, Jay, call back again tomorrow, man. You know, we're always here. We're always open, brother. Thanks so much for calling. All right, man. Scottsdale, Arizona. Bye-bye. Checking in. See you later, man. Hello. What's your username?
Trigger Mouse.
Trigger Mouse, and yep. You are the winner, man, automatically. You know, yeah, you know how that happens? Because if anybody blows it ahead of you, then you're coming in behind them. It's almost like drafting in stock car racing. It's just, you know, went right around the guy, yeah.
Awesome.
All right, dude, so your name will go into the pot, and then we'll draw, you know, and we'll see who wins the VIP package on the week of just ahead of the show at the end of the month. Cool?
Awesome, sounds good.
All right, brother, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Utah.
Great, great. Trigger Mouse. Now, can you make the show, you know?
I will find a way. I'm in Utah, but I will fly out there easily.
Awesome. Oh, you can drive, you know. It's not a bad drive.
Yeah, fly drive. One way or the other. Not that far away. Utah's just cool. A skip and a hop, though.
All right, man. Thanks so much. So Trigger Mouse is our qualifier this morning. I appreciate it, calling from Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Thank you, Phil.
All right, brother. See you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, bye.
So I don't know whether it was Ogden or Salt Lake City or, you know, people, you know, and it's always difficult to hear on the phone, isn't it, in the morning, on cell phones? Trigger Mouse, thank you, Alan Grooms, also, man. We'll be expecting you to call us back and keep taking a shot at that. Three mornings in a row, I've worn pants. Now, the question is, is this another one of those Phil stunts where he's just going to wear pants all month long? Well, having said that, you're probably thinking, well, he just said that it could be a Phil stunt where he'll wear pants all month long, so I'm guessing that he's obviously going to not wear pants at some point. But maybe I'm serious. Maybe I'm going to wear pants all month long. And you're saying, no, you're saying that to fuck us up even more so that we won't see. And then I say again, no, maybe I'm dead serious. And you'll say, you would never say you're dead serious. If you're going to do something, you will never say you're dead serious. And yet, what if I say, yes, I am dead serious, because I am dead serious, and you say, so you're taking it to another level of the dead, so you really are dead serious, you're going to wear your fucking pants all month long. And right when I have you thinking that, then I, of course, will not wear pants. But will I not wear pants all month long? See, now we're back into that cycle. So it's actually not a big thing, just, you know, roll the dice and... It's fucking goddamn hotter than shit. I probably should not be wearing pants. And when I say not wearing pants, of course, I'm wearing boxer shorts. Who's on the Word Network here? This is Pastor William Rennick. And I'll tell you something now. And the Bible says that we must give 10%. We must tithe 10%. Now, look, I don't think that's Pastor Rennick. He would not be so calm. And he'd be all over the stage. He'd be wearing something in purple. He'd be wearing like a string tie or something. He'd have a large, big portrait in the back there of Jerusalem with him and Clara in a tour coach or something, you know. So that's wild. So yeah, I went to. I gotta turn this on, man. It's gonna be a brutal fucking show because it is the height of summer now. Actually, the height of summer in California isn't until you probably won't believe this, but the height of summer some years has been September. We've had like brutal goddamn heat, fucking brutal heat, man. And August, you know, gets hot. Here it is July, and it is our 4th of July weekend now. Now we're into the full boom, boom of the summertime. Here on the beach here, we get this June gloom shit. You know, you see this fog. It's pretty much blown away. And I got to tell you, we've had really beautiful summers here, with the exception of last summer was fucked up. But the summers before and this summer has turned out to be really nice. Now, I'm wondering if every time we have a great summer here on the beach, there's some kind of weather mishap someplace else. But I don't know, because ordinarily it's really jacked up here. It's during the summer months until about 1 o'clock, it's just fucking overcast and shitty. But it's been just beautiful here, and it is today. So I don't know, you know.
I don't know.
So so went to Beverly. Well, yeah, Beverly Hills, technically Beverly Hills, and got some sun, drank some tequilas, drank some beers. Had some Italian food on, see what I had on, went to dinner on Friday night at Culina, which is an Italian, that's not an Italian restaurant, I know it sounds like the filth file.
Phil, Culina, I know that restaurant, Frank and I go there, but I don't like to say the name because...
Why?
It sounds...
Sounds like pussy.
I didn't say pussy, god damn...
Well, this chap's name is Bill Winston. Oh, you missed it. He looks like a Bill Winston. He looks exactly like a Bill Winston. I'm Bill Winston. Let me tell you something. You know, he looks exactly like that's his name, Bill Winston. Bill Winston is such a great... Here he is. Here's Bill Winston. That's a great old school name, you know. It's such a classically American name. And it's one of those Korea War, World War II, you know, Vietnam era. It's just maybe my generation, baby boomer generation, because he looks like he's probably my age. Why do I think old guys are older than me? I'm looking at myself and I'm that guy's age now. My name is Bill Winston. Mother Teresa is on over here. So we alternate between Mother Teresa and the Word Network because, oh, you missed Joyce Myers. So that's a fuck up right there. So I had what the fuck did I have for dinner on Friday night? I don't know. I think I had fish, snapper. I did. I had delicious, delicious snapper because I just wanted to change it up, man. You know, like the red meat thing forever and a day. Now, what do I want to tell you? We are continuing to qualify people for the VIP package. The show on the 30th is sold out. And for those of you that have purchased tickets for the 30th, let me tell you that there's going to be some new character segments. There will be brand new segments. The way I'm feeling right now, the first show, there probably will be very little left from that show. That's just how I'm feeling, how I'm inspired, and the things that are popping into my head and the stuff that I'm writing down. There's going to be... maybe it'll be an entirely new show because of the fact that it is the sequel, which is The World of Phil Henry, Truth is Our Bitch, you know. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be some goddamn... you know, one of the things that I kind of tend away from in those shows, and even on the air now, because it's... there's two sides to my city. A red side and a blue side to my city. No, there's two sides to... me, I guess, and one of them is the pure entertainment comedy side, and the other is the socially relevant side. I think the social relevance thing always comes out just a little bit too, unless I really get some laughs going in it. It comes out a little too staid. But we did do a Donald Sterling bit at the first show, which was pretty funny. It was Dave Oliva talking about how Donald Sterling could technically and legally get rid of black people in his stadium. As far as any fallout from Opie and Anthony, you know, I got to tell you, I don't really know. All I know is what I've been seeing on Twitter, which of course is bullshit. I did see Opie tweet that he was devastated. Those were the words that he tweeted, and that he was meeting with SiriusXM tomorrow. And I really empathize with him, man. I how can you not? You know, this has been his partner for years and years and years, and I know how the corporate radio people think. It may very well be. I don't think they would ever force him to do anything. You know, the fact that they took the step that they did, I have to believe that they informed. They must have informed Opie beforehand. I don't know if they didn't. I think it would have been about as low a fucking thing as and believe me, when it comes to radio executives and managers and programmers, there isn't a fucking low that those guys have not hit. They keep sailing right through the floor, man, on you. Just when you think it's gotten bad, man, those motherfuckers will hit the. And it would have been one of the lowest fucking things in the history of the world for them to have canned Anthony and not told Opie beforehand. 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 That's the only thing that, you know, you hope happened. There's no way of determining it. I'm not about to go on Twitter or anything. I'm not even going to private message, you know, direct message him and ask, hey, man, did they tell you? It's none of my fucking business. I'm just hoping that that's what the, because those guys have been together for years, Barnes. 10 years. He got shotgun right out in front of Patrick Henry High, man. They gave him 30 years. What movie? You got it, Carlito's Way. All right. One of our most favorite movies to quote, you know. 30 years. La Liga, 30 years. So anyway, having told him, then I think that this is what I'm thinking, if they did the right thing. Now he tweets that he's devastated, and yes, he's going to be meeting with him tomorrow. I don't know what their contract is. I have no idea what Opie and Anthony's contract is. Is it a contract for the show, Opie and Anthony? And if one guy is gone, there is no longer a show, and therefore Opie is terminated too? Because the fact of the matter is, they have a SiriusXM contract. I'm almost sure they do. I don't know, but I would hope that they do. And it is a contract for the show. If they have an individual contracts with each guy's, individual personal services contracts with each guy's, with each guy, and they're together doing the show, that's a different thing, you know. Then Opie is still contractually, he's fine. But if they terminate one of the guys, they've essentially terminated the show, because it's the Opie and Anthony show. It is a certain show. It's a certain presentation that they have contracted for. So if you're doing this with any level of class and any level of competence and professionalism, and the contract is with the show, then you inform the guy who isn't going to be fired first. We have to terminate Anthony. Why? Well, this, that. We want you to know this because he's your partner, longstanding partner. We have a deal with you guys. We'll talk, you know. Does this mean I'm fired? You know, that would be the first question that I'd ask. To fuck that other guy. I'm kidding. But I ain't kidding much. I'll tell you this right now. You may be very tight asshole buddies with somebody, and you may be very tight asshole fantastic with a show, but one of the first fucking things you ask is, am I terminated? This guy, Opie, has a family. He's got a son. He has a wife. He's got a fucking family, okay? So there's none of this. Back in the day when we were in our 20s and we could fucking set the world on fire and run around being assholes, you'd be surprised how things change when you have another mouth to feed and you've got a world that you have to press ahead with. So I'm thinking that if they did this with any level of professionalism, and there's no guarantee that they did, that they informed him and set a meeting before they canned Anthony. That meeting, according to Opie on his Twitter feed, is for tomorrow. What is it going to entail? I have to believe it entails keeping Opie with the network, because if he was canned, he was canned. They would have fired his ass when they fired Anthony. I think what they're going to do, though, is they're going to pretty much give him a tough choice. I don't think it'll be a tough choice. I think they'll say that you can continue on solo, maybe bringing on, and that's what I would do. If I were him, I would bring on Katz to sort of sit in. And there's a lot of guys that have been on that show that Opie is comfortable with, a lot of guys that have been on that show. I would not call it the Opie and so-and-so show. I would call it, you know, Opie Radio. That's what he calls his Twitter feed, and I would transfer that to the radio show. I'd say it was Opie Radio, and I would bring in guys, as he does, guests, as he does. He has tons and tons of great guests, great comics. Probably somewhere in there is someone who could potentially sort of fill in and continue the show there on Sirius XM. If he says he doesn't want to do that, then I believe that they will then agree to disagree and they will terminate him. Not terminate, but they will release him from his contract and allow him to, you know, seek elsewhere. Now, I don't see him getting back together with Anthony. If he does, then I think it'll be more of a guerrilla underground thing. If he gets back together with Anthony, then that shows a certain, you know, a solidarity, and that's attractive to his core audience, I think. And I'm just thinking of this in terms of commercial. It's a commercial. I'm not thinking in terms of anything other than that. You know, what is commercially viable? He gets back together with Anthony. There's a certain kind of a guerrilla and anti-establishment sensibility to that. However, be a very, very difficult time getting them on a so-called legitimate network, unless it was like TRN, you know, which Opie is not as dumb as me. Those guys cannot possibly be as stupid as me, you know. They'd have fucking signed a contract with that piece of shit up there, unless he has seen the light, whether he is, maybe he's turned to Jesus. I don't know what his story is. But that's a network that would take a chance on an Opie and Anthony show. They would spin it so that it all looks good. They would spin it. But they'd be out of their minds. They'd be insane. There's no, the number one problem with TRN, there's no service. There's no performer support. There's no producer support. It's either their way or the highway. They don't understand that every show is different. They don't understand that every show has different needs. They don't understand that sometimes you just have to, you know, service the talent, and it doesn't mean sucking their dicks. It means just, you know, call them up. What's going on? How's everything going? What can we do to make things easier? This is what you call good relationships. But this motherfucker sues his talent, terminates his talent, doesn't pay his talent. He's a throwback old school suit, in the very strictest sense of the word. The very thing that he says he doesn't want to be, he is. So, I would say the TRN, unless they're, you know, really desperate, and even if you're desperate, this motherfucker can't even earn you any money. I mean, it would be one thing if the guy was treating you like a piece of shit and was making you rich, but you know, for instance, I was 6 years with that motherfucker and I didn't make dime one. I made it all digitally. And at the very end, then he, realizing that he was a fucking cheap piece of shit and couldn't sell pussy on a troop ship, he says to the press that it was him who created the digital foundation for our show, which is a pure fiction, and I would call it a lie, were it not for the fact that I think maybe Mark, in his delusion, believes it, but he'd have to fucking prove that to me, and I mean with a fucking spray, everything, with all that bullshit that he loves, spreadsheets and charts and this shit and that shit, and it's all bullshit anyway, and I could piss on that fucking thing and it would make more sense. So Opie and Anthony to go to work for this guy, or in partnership with this guy, I believe, and it's just my opinion, I believe would be a massive fucking mistake. If they kept the show together. If they said, okay, fuck you, SiriusXM, we're moving on, and we're going to go and find a platform for our show where we can not have to deal with your shit. I think Masters is the kind of guy that would probably do it, although he would then go back on his fucking word and probably, wait a second. My opinion, based upon my experience. The next place I would go if I were them is you can try places like Genesis. Genesis Communications is another platform like TRN. They give you a satellite uplink. That's all they do. And then they agree to affiliate the show. When you are at the mercy of whoever, and these guys are saying, okay, we're now going to affiliate your show. How are we doing there, man? Well, you know, how are we doing in New York? How are we doing in that? How are we doing in the top 10? Well, yeah. You know, you're at their mercy. This is why I keep saying over and fucking over again, for those of you who think that radio syndication is the end-all be-all, all you need is that goddamn smartphone, and your ass is listening to my show or anybody else's show, wherever that motherfucking show is. See, this is my Twitter feed. Wherever that motherfucking show is, you listen to it here on that. If not the thing, you know I'm motherfucking down. Okay. So, Genesis Communication, maybe step two. I don't know. I don't know a lot about these guys. I met them once at this radio thing out here in East Hollywood, and nice guys, very nice guys. I think they've got, who the fuck they got? They got Mancow now? They've got a couple of people. All right. The next thing that I would do is I would then look into this platform, the digital platform. Sell it. There's a lot of different ways to make money this way. And one of them, obviously, is to go digital and go the advertising base. You could go with a Sideshow Network. You could go with an Earwolf. You could go with, whoever. You could use the people that are, out there. Podcast One is another one. That's Norm Pattis' company. I wouldn't be surprised. I'll tell you this right now. I wouldn't be fucking surprised if Norm Pattis didn't go to those guys, because Norm is a very aggressive guy, and say, look, I'll take the Opie and Anthony show, because you can say anything you want. Now, I understand that even on the podcast platform, if you're out there talking about savages and apes and fucking monkeys and all these goddamn blacks, you still have an advertiser that you got to please. If you don't want to have to fuck with that, you go straight to the subscriber, which is what I like to do, because I'm doing business directly with my customer. They don't like it, they're gone. And I know it. And I feel it. And I adjust accordingly. When a listener goes away, and the only real insulation you have between that, it's not really insulation, but the only real connection you have with the listener is through the advertiser, in terms of their actual listenership, in terms of actual listening, you're not going to know that for a while. There's a delay, you know. It's like a digital delay, and the old delay we used to use in radio. 7 seconds later, you suddenly realize the guy's gone. I don't particularly like that platform. I don't want to have to worry about what a fucking advertiser thinks. I would prefer it if an advertiser just jumps on board and says, well, we love you, Phil, and we're with you, Phil, and it isn't really about what you say. It's just about how many downloads you get, and, you know, we'll go from there. And I go, okay, that's fair, man. Understanding that what you're buying here is a controversial product, because it's talk radio. Talk radio is always controversial. So there's that, man, you know, and I don't know. You know, I don't know. I just, if I were them, I would do that. I would do the subscription model. I really would, man. I would do the subscription model, and I would and I'd do some live performances, and I would really try to put, you know, you're gonna be going into business for yourself. If you want to go with an Earwolf, if you go with any of the traditional platforms like Earwolf or LEG, Molotov, these guys, they really are about the, now my guys, LEG, they understand that we're subscription, you know, and we try to work the advertiser thing in. It's a little tough, but, you know, my whole trip is that those guys are about advertiser dollars, so they're, you know, one way, they're another way. As far as subscription dollars, they're not really getting a piece of that. Unless you want to cut them in and say, I'll give you like this much money on subscription revenue if you guys can actively jack up my subscription numbers. It's a very tough, much tougher to do than to sell advertising. Way tougher. Way fucking tougher. I mean, I haven't seen anybody do it. But I would definitely go one of those two roots. I would go subscription and market the fucker yourself. Go directly to your fan base. You know, offer them, you know, the archives. Offer them a lot of, you know, giveaways and shit. Try and, you know, stay as active as you can. You know, what I really, if we continue with our subscription model, which, you know, we're probably going to do, I've got to expand the staff a little bit here and get some marketing help. Because, you know, there's merch that we need to put in the store. And there's, you know, I want to have little midget fills, little tiny fills that dance that you can, you know, when you subscribe, you have a little dancing fill that comes out of a box and goes, "Thank you very much for subscribing to Phil Henry." Now, under the bottom of the box is a pistol that this little guy doesn't know. You reach in for it. What's that again?
Phil Henry trying to...
And you get to kill it. And that is $100. That's $100. But that's a guaranteed return business item. People keep coming back and buying the little dancing man that they can kill over and over and over again. It's so fucking awesome. Wouldn't you? Yes, you would. Don't tell me that you wouldn't. Yes, you would. All right. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. So, yeah, that's what I would do if I were those guys, man. Or the other thing to do is the advertising, podcast advertising things. Podcast advertising thing. 82 people shot, 14 of them fatally in Chicago during the 4th of July weekend. Out of sight. Minutes after the blast, accused Boston bomber denied his role. Stocks pull back from recent highs, dollar eases, TSA, bars battery-dead cell phones from flights. Battery-dead. That's interesting. What's that mean? Motherfucking Scott Brown. What's up with this guy, Scott Brown? Is he still running for office? I thought he was elected. I guess that cop that was punching that woman on videotape, I don't see how, and I haven't, I must say that I'm not really educated on it, I don't see how a guy goes out in full view of the world and does that shit. Google co-founder says people shouldn't have to work for much. Isn't that a magnificent statement to make? Solange addresses Jay-Z elevator scuffle.
Interesting, but not funny.
All right, let's do it, man. What do you think? I'm ready. Let me turn off the air. Let's fire up our good friends on Samcast. Let's get our shit together for our listeners. Anybody listening live? You know, they say that the Listen Live feature is not that well used, but I'd like to see it. I like the Listen Live feature, you know? All right, we're going to get ready here. Good morning and welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is our pre-show is over with, so we're welcoming on board all of our non BSP listeners, all of you people too cheap to buy a backstage pass, it's perfectly fine. I understand. I get it. Times are tough, or I guess. I don't know. What's the economy like? Maybe it's up. Maybe it's down. Who knows? There's Paula White. She's on TV. General?
Well, I'd say she's a piece of ass. Is that what you want me to say?
Why would you... Well, Phil, why do you coax him into those things?
He said that Paula White... Anyway, welcome to the program. And we certainly do hope that you enjoy yourselves here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.